Happy New Year, staff! Look at this. You poured us some champagne out of a styrofoam cup.
I'm classy like that. Well, see, so here's classy. The thing. We had like a little celebration before everyone left for their, you know, holiday getaways, yes. New Year's getaway, and you were already gone.
Oh,
so I brought you some champagne for today because you missed out on a toast of Happy New Year.
Hold on. Ooh, yeah, let's toast to 2018.
Ooh, how's it start of a great year. Cup.
It's so funny. I have to take a picture of this. Cheese.
I love it.
Take a photo of the styrofoam cup with champagne.
Classy.
That's how we are, Amber. Yeah, hold on, we are classy. I'm SD Mom Steph. My oldest just turned 5, golden birthday on the 5th. Daughter Stella is 3, and baby Claire is now 8 months old. And you know what's horrible? I realized I have missed out on something with her that I was so good with the two other ones. I was so good at getting them to sleep throughout the night. And with Claire, she's been waking up again every 3 hours. I just go right to the crib. I start nursing her. I'm like, I should be self-soothing her. I just leave her in the crib and let her cry it out.
Well, how old is she?
8 months.
Yeah.
And I did that with Bryce and Stella, and I was tough. You know, all the moms, it makes me cry. I can't do it. I'm like, no way. I'm going to let my baby cry it out so that they self-soothe and go back to sleep.
Yeah, now's a good age to do
that.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. Like the minutes would seem like hours, like with letting them cry it out. And it's like, I just want to go in there.
Wow. So I'm going to try that this weekend. I'm going to physically move her crib because she's been in our room all this time.
Which I totally get that. It makes it so much easier for a new mom having the baby in the room. I co-slept with my kids.
Yes.
Actually, with my youngest, I had the pack and play like bassinet right next to my bed.
Yep.
So it makes it so much easier. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Around 8 months, they need to start learning how to self-soothe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to move the crib into another room so she doesn't see me. Because that's the thing. If she starts crying, she sees me right away.
Is she pulling up? Like standing up yet?
She's not fully standing up, but she is starting to pull herself up on the crib. And the real tears are streaming down her face.
Oh, the crocodile tears. Why do they call them crocodile tears?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
You've never heard crocodile tears? Like big old teardrops? I've been told that they call them crocodile tears.
So that's what I'm doing this weekend. So exciting. But it's time because she's waking me up every 3 to 4 hours. And then I realize after I nurse her for just a little bit of time, she falls asleep right away. So I'm like, okay.
She's just wanting some comfort, some mama loving. Well, I don't blame her.
How did you do that with co-sleeping? How did you self-soothe the babies? How did they wake you up?
Different with each kid because with my first son, I didn't have any other kids to take care of. So he slept with me and I slept with him for a long time.
Okay.
So like even I get to the point when he woke up in the middle of the night to self-soothe, I would be half asleep and just roll over and plop my boob out.
Right. Yeah.
It just made it easier. I'm just trying to remember. And I definitely think with the other ones, with each kid, it was a little bit more stricter on my part to self-soothe for them, for my sanity.
Yes! I am not getting sleep. It's really tough. And I was such a proponent for that when my friends would come around. They're like, I'm having such a hard time with my babies. They're waking me up. I'm like, what are you doing? Let them figure it out on themselves. Don't go to the crib. And here I am being a hypocrite. I'm going to the crib. I'm getting her out right away.
It's hard, especially when it's your baby. You've already had multiple kids.
Yes.
So you kind of embrace the whole waking up because you know it's only temporary. Mm-hmm. But then again, you're struggling with the whole.
That's so true, Amber. I had that thought. I'm like, is this how I'm coddling the youngest now that I know she is my last and I'm holding her tighter? I am like, I just love the feeling of her sleeping on my chest, so I'm letting that happen more.
I think you should. And I think each child in their birth order, there's going to be certain dynamics that they're exposed to that the other one isn't. Like with my first son, I was fully engaged.
Yes.
I wanted him to like beat his milestones by, you know, so much more than everyone else. Like I was so on him. Mm-hmm. So now my firstborn is a type A, like perfectionist, athlete.
Think of that.
And with each one, I wasn't so hard on myself, therefore less hard on them. So it just brings out different qualities. So with Kinsley, my youngest, totally do the same thing you do. Just embrace the moments. I coddle. I let her get away with so much more. But then again, that's the baby of the family. So she's going to have that dynamic. So in a way, it's like, why change it?
That's true. Why change
it? Why cause so much stress to change how you're handling it? Just handle it the way it feels like you should.
And
you
I'm going to give you a big compliment with Kinsley, your youngest, because even though you think, oh, she's the baby, she doesn't act like the baby. She's got her older siblings. She was swimming so much faster and so much better than my kids. And look at her. She's younger than some of my kids.
Yeah.
And she can hang. So good.
She can totally hang. And that, again, is because of her birth order. She's got three older siblings. She sees them doing their things. And she wants to, you know, hang with them. So, yeah, she doesn't act like a baby. No. I coddle her like a baby still. But this is my baby, you know? True. So
what order are you in with your siblings?
So I have an older brother, and then there's me, and then I have two half brothers and a half sister. Okay. My half sister is actually younger than my boys. So their aunt is younger than them.
Oh, one of those blended family stories like Modern Family. Like that TV show. That's so
I always call it the Jerry Springer show, my family.
Now, do you see that dynamic with the blended family and the blended siblings? And the order, though, like, are you kind of how you're supposed to act in that birth order?
Well, I definitely think, so Margot is my third.
Okay.
Not my baby. Mm-hmm. But with my ex-husband, that is his baby. So she definitely gets treated like the baby at daddy's house.
Okay.
Not so much at my house because they're still the baby, you know? So I think kids adapt to their environment and what. Like, Margot knows she's daddy's little girl when she's at daddy's house. She gets away with what she can get away with because she's the baby there. Kids are smart. So, yeah, there's a different dynamic.
Are you, like, the middle child because you are... Do you consider yourself middle child?
Middle slash youngest because it was my mom, me, and my brother growing up. We had the same dad and same mom. And then I do have half siblings that are younger, but I was not, like, raised around them all the time.
Gotcha.
So certain dynamics in my life, I was the middle child when I was at my dad's house.
Yep.
But at my mom's, I was the baby, so.
Do you see any of your personality traits being like how we see on Facebook? Like, oh, you are the middle child, so you are like this, this, and this.
Yeah, I do. But I think we can always point out, oh, no, that's totally me.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
What about you? What are you?
I'm the oldest, so I'm definitely the leader.
So are you like, you? Yes. Oh, you are. Yes. You are type A, like, follow the rules, get stuff done. Are you organized?
I am working on my organization. A lot of people say I'm organized, but my desk is super sloppy. But I do like over-communicating, over-organizing.
So you are organized in certain aspects,
yes,
for sure.
Because
I'm none of that in any part of my life.
And I'm definitely like the second mom, where my siblings are like, okay, you don't have to act like mom. We already have a mom. You know, keeping up, even though they're all now in their 30s. And I'm calling them saying, okay, did you get mom something for your birthday? Let's all put it together. Like, I'm the leader of all that kind of stuff.
I can see that. You're still like that here.
So it'll be interesting how my oldest, who just celebrated his fifth birthday, it's so fun. Like, oh, I wonder what he's going to be like when he gets a little older. Because right now, he's not really the leader. But he did say something out of the blue that just struck me and it melted my heart when I was talking about him turning 5. And he said, all on his own, I have not put these words out into the universe. He said, I protect my sisters. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yes.
Did it make you tear up a little bit? Oh, my God, that made me tear up a little bit.
I smiled so big. Aww. I'm like, yes. He's like, Daddy protects us against the monsters in the bedroom.
He's got the sisters.
Yes.
Oh, that is
so,
sweet. Your kids are adorable, and they're sweet. And, oh, my goodness, you posted a picture of your grandma on Facebook, and it looks just like your daughter.
I know.
Oh, that was freaky.
I know. So that is an old photo. I'll have to share this now of actually my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. So it's your husband's mom.
Yep, who's the grandma of the children. So that's why I'm like, whoa, my girls look like their grandma.
Totally. Yes. Definitely in the eyes.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
That is so sweet.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll share that photo so you can see it at My SD Mom's Facebook page.
Which is?
Facebook.com/MySDMoms.
New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Do you have any?
New Year's resolutions for 2018. Okay. This doesn't really involve my kids, but it involves my house. And it's very small to some, but to me, it's a hard task. Putting away my dishes before I go to bed.
Right? That's not a hard task for just you, honey pie.
Oh, man.
My dishwasher is, my dishwasher is broken. So we've been having to manually wash the dishes. And so I 100% get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a pain in the butt.
And I hate it. That's one of my resolutions for 2018. I thought that's one I can really work at and accomplish, right?
Exactly. Yes. I was just looking. On average, it takes more than 2 months before a new behavior becomes automatic. 66 days to be exact.
So I have to start today. This is something, don't put it off tomorrow, because if it takes 66 days...
I was thinking today. Like you would tell yourself for the next 66 days to be better at it, but then nothing will get done.
Exactly. Baby steps. Let's just maybe put away the clean dishes first.
Bam. You know? There you go.
Start the baby
steps. Oh, when you're saying putting the dishes away, you mean dirty and clean?
Yes.
Yeah, so oh, gotcha.
Isn't that tough?
Yeah.
Or what are you like?
My kitchen's a mess right now. I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm a piler when it
comes. So am I. And here's the thing. I have like a teenage son and a pre-teenage son. Like, why don't I make them do the dishes? I'll tell you why. Because the last time I asked them to, they did it half-assed.
Oh, really?
They tried to get away with washing them without scrubbing them with the sponge and soap, just using water. Oh, and so I went to put all the dishes away. And I was like, did you guys even wash these? And they didn't. I was like, uh-uh. So
did they do that on purpose? Because then they know. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
See,
Mom,
part of me feels like you did this on purpose, so I'll never ask you again. But then I'm like, okay, they're just kids; they're not grown men. A grown man, I could see doing that.
Yep. That's true. Yeah,
because I've seen it firsthand. However, they're kids, so I had to school them again on how to actually wash dishes. But then I just avoid asking them to do it because it's just easier for me to get it done.
Oh, they won.
But then I never do it.
Do you do chores? Do they have a chores list?
No.
Or a chores day? Sunday was always our chores day.
Right? I feel like I remember that. Sunday was like a dreadful day because everyone had to clean.
Everyone did one chore and it rotated, so we'd have our list. So
each weekend it would be a different chore.
Yes.
That's not too bad.
And it went a lot faster than you thought. So it's like, oh, the chores. And you'd be done within an hour.
Yeah.
And your house should be clean. That's why you have the kids. And they're at the perfect age to start the chores list, Amber.
Right.
That's
everyone's
one of your
like,
resolutions.
Why do you have so many kids? And I should be like, because they do chores. Yes. I just can't do that yet because I haven't made them. But New Year's resolution!
There we go. Thanks for joining in our conversation. Add your comments here. We love reading your Facebook comments and putting them in our next week's podcast. From SD Mom Steph
and SD Mom Amber. Happy New Year.
Woohoo!